In this parasha, Parshas Ray, the Torah teaches us an exceptionally important lesson, an exceptionally apropos lesson about the power of place. The Torah speaks in Chamishi, the beginning of Chamishi, about the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni. Aser to Aser, it's a psukim that we lay often on Yom Tovim as well, a Jewish farmer in Eretz Yisrael. In many years, you have a mitzvah, aside from the trumas and masters you give to the Kohen, the Levi, the Ani, you have a mitzvah of Maaser Sheni, to take a 10%, so to speak, of the post-tax income, set it aside, farmer eats it himself, but only in Yerushalayim. It's an intriguing din, it's an unusual type of din. One of the things that strikes us right away is the trumas and masters, as we just indicate, tend to be matanos. Matanos kahuna, matanos aniyim, typically you're setting aside a percentage of your crop, a percentage of your gross revenue, and you're giving it to someone else. An unusual type of maser, the maser sheni, I eat myself, but just not here. What's that supposed to mean? So the Rishon Rishonim point that based on the language of the Psukim. The Torah itself seems to explain the rationale, the idea behind the din, the objective of the din. Leman til ma, a little bit of an enigma at first. Torah says you have a mitzvah to set aside 10% and eat it in Yerushalayim. Leman til ma li yiras Hashem lokecha kolim. So that you learn Yerushalayim. Learn Yerushalayim is certainly an important goal. How does have feasting Yerushalayim lead me to greater connection to Ribbono Shel Olam, a greater awareness, a greater Yiras Shamayim? So Rishonim explain, Sefer HaChinuch and others, you're saying aside close to 10% of your gross revenue. That's a lot. If you're a farmer, that's a lot of food. That's a lot of food. That's almost a month. That's more than a month worth if you produce 12 months of food over the course of a crop. That's a lot of food. Someone in your family is spending a lot of time in Yerushalayim. Every Jewish male has a mitzvah to make a trip to Yerushalayim 3 times a year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, the Shalosh Regalim. But you're not going to be able to consume all of this over the course of Shalosh Regalim. Unlikely. You're probably going to have either the entire family or at least one member of the family is going to be spending a lot more than just Shalosh Regalim in Yerushalayim. Someone's going to be sitting and learning for a month or two over the course of the year in Yerushalayim to eat up all this food. And that's going to have an impact. Spending that time in Yerushalayim, around Beis HaMikdash, around the Kohanim, around all the teachers of Torah, around everything, the heightened Kedusha of Yerushalayim, it rubs off. It rubs off in incredibly positive ways. Laman tilmad li yiras Hashem lakecha kol hayamim. And that's going, as the Sefer Chinuch goes on to explain, it's going to have a positive ripple effect across Klal Yisrael. Because it means every farm home is going to have one or two members of the family who are spending a lot of time in Yerushalayim and then coming home and sharing what they learned, sharing the inspiration that they absorbed, and that's going to raise Klal Yisrael. And it could be that this appreciation of the function of Maaser Sheni also explains another, at first glance, sort of unusual, almost singular quality of Maaser Sheni. The Torah goes on to say, let's say, Baruch Hashem, you have bumper crop, a tremendous amount of produce. There's no way you could truck, you know, all of your Maaser Sheni up to Yerushalayim. It's such a big crop. So instead, don't worry, Torah says, you transfer the Kedusha into money and you'll travel with the money instead of the fruit. So that's very unusual. Kedusha usually isn't fungible in Halacha. It's rare they have a status. You have an item which has Kadosh, you could just move the Kedusha from the item onto money. And even when it is fungible, even when the Kedusha is portable, it's rarely so cleanly portable. Now, usually, even if you transfer your poda something, you transfer kedusha from an animal onto money, usually the original item retains some degree of its kedusha. You have an animal, it got carbon, it got a mum, so you can transfer kedusha onto money. You're allowed to use a carbon, but it still has certain restrictions. Something remains. It's rare that it's so clean. Here, the Maaser Sheni, you just transfer the Kedusha onto the money, and the original Maaser Sheni retains no status whatsoever. Unusual, until you realize the goal. It's not really so much about the Maaser Sheni per se. It's about saying we want a certain percentage of your assets, certain percentage of your yearly income to be Yerushalayim specific. You produced $100,000 worth of crop, so you need to consume at least $9,000 of that crop 10% after Master Rishon is taken off, $9,000 worth of value needs to be consumed in Yerushalayim. We don't care if it's in the form of the original grapes and olives and dates, or if you transfer out the cash, then you're going to spend that money on other food in Yerushalayim. The point is, we want that value, that financial value, those dollars to be spent in Yerushalayim food, Leman Tilmad Liras Hashem Elokecha Kol Hayomim. The olives and the grapes and the barbecue and the Master Sheni money is a vehicle, a transformative vehicle to raise that Jew, and through that Jew to raise Klal Yisrael as a whole. Through the eating in Yerushalayim, one comes to a greater sense of connectedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's an important, I think, an important concept for us to think about in terms of the power of place. The power of place, spending time in holy places, and the impact it has on us as we have renewed appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing us back to Mikdash Ma'at, to cherish the moments that we have here, and to seek to expand, to daven, and to learn, and to take full advantage of the time here. And for that also, to increase our yearning, particularly during these weeks of Shevet Nechemta, to not be satisfied with a little bit, and to yearn not only to spend time in Mikdash Ma'at, but to spend time with Hashem in a rebuilt base on Mikdash Yerushalayim.